5 people have died from avalanches in BC this year, well below the yearly average, but forecasters warn of a very dramatic warming event. Weather in March resulted in high-danger avalanche terrain and even prompted a special avalanche warning to stay out of areas. Tyson Reddy, an avalanche forecaster with Avalanche Canada, says the 10-year average for fatalities from avalanches is 11 people per year in British Columbia's backcountry. So we're well below the average currently, so far this year, says Reddy. Many of the fatalities occurred in recent weeks. The forecaster noted there have been many near misses with avalanches that could have resulted in dire consequences. There's been many close calls and many search and rescue callouts, says Reddy. A woman was buried upside down for 20 minutes after being caught in an avalanche in Mount Seymour's backcountry on Sunday. Rescuers say the Surrey woman in her 40s was very fortunate to have survived. Last year, 15 people died from avalanches in BC. Avalanche fatalities this season. November 11th, ice climber in Kananaskis Country, Alta. January 27th, snowmobiler in Hassler region near Chetwynd, BC. February 24th, snowmobiler in Gardiner Creek, Castle Wilderness Area, Alta. March 3rd, snowmobiler on Sail Mountain, near Revelstoke, BC. March 10th, skier in Kananaskis Country, Alta. Warning of what's to come. Mountainous regions in Western Canada have below average snowpack, but dangerous avalanche conditions continue. Reddy tells Glacier Media a very dramatic warming event will start on the south coast as of Wednesday night and into Thursday. During this time, freezing levels will hit over 3,000 meters on Thursday. Then it'll sort of progressively ramp up in the interior, with the southern parts of the interior getting to that 2,500 or perhaps even 3,000 meters tomorrow, as well, he says. On Friday, the warming event will hit northwest BC and the Yukon. That big warming event is likely going to rapidly weaken the snowpack. We're expecting to see widespread natural avalanche activity, especially because we already have such a weak snowpack, he adds. Avalanche Canada has already seen lots of avalanches run to the valley bottom. We're expecting to see a pattern of widespread large avalanche activity. The message going forward for at least the next few days, and certainly the weekend, is to avoid avalanche terrain, he says, noting that includes valley bottoms. Reddy does believe people are heeding the advice Avalanche Canada has put out. You need to be looking up, knowing what's above you. This includes people who are snowshoeing or cross-country skiing. It could put you at a real risk of being involved in avalanches if you're traveling underneath large slopes, he says.